You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It's a beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
What a ass.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Tommy. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
WMDX 92.7 FM. John and Gordy in the morning, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, overlooking State Street, and the leaf blower guy is out in the rain.
Yes, he is.
Blowing leaves.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
I feel so bad for him. I feel so bad for him.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a raincoat on. I mean, he's doing his job. He's getting paid.
You know,
so
Dom's
good for
got
him.
The big heart in there. You know?
I guess so.
He's the heart of the show.
I'm blushing.
Okay. 7 minutes past the hour. Highs today will get up to about 80 with showers and occasionally a thunderstorm possible. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant through Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. By the way, if you want to vote for us in the Best of Madison poll, you can do that by going to our website, WMDXradio.com. We're up for Best Radio Team for Madison
Magazine.
Yeah,
we don't know how that happened.
Yeah, we have no idea. But I noticed the poll.
The pressure.
The poll at WMDXradio.com. You know, we have a poll. We put up questions
every once in a while.
And the question this time around is, will you vote John and Gordy, Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll?
We're so
shameless. How did that get on there?
So shameless.
There are four choices here. You Go bet. Ahead. Love those guys. That's getting 71% right now.
Shocker.
The second possibility, maybe they're okay, I guess. That's 14.3%. And then the third choice is probably, but I really don't like John Peterson. That's also at 14.3%. And then the fourth choice is, who is this Gordy person you speak of? And that got 0%. So you can vote. Just go to WMDXradio.com. And then if you want to vote for us for Best of Madison, you know, for Madison Magazine, you just click on the banner when that pops up there.
Yeah, okay. And Doug was also talking on the text line saying, is there any way I can just vote for Dominic? So, hey, Doug, I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Doug.
I want to put the kibosh on that right away. No.
No, there's no way to vote for Dominic. Sorry. Maybe next year, Dominic.
Yeah, maybe.
Best radio producer.
Right. Yeah. Remember they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cows.
Oh, sure.
Remember that?
Yeah, we've got that.
That was quite the incident.
Oh, yes,
and, of course, it proved not to be true, obviously.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The promise was to get rid of the criminal elements, the undocumented immigrants in this country who are criminals, who have committed murder, robberies, just illegal activity.
Right.
That was the whole thing. They were going to clear them out because Biden had let all these criminals in. Remember, the prisons in other countries were emptied out.
Yes.
And all those people were sent into the U.S. to immigrate here, all the criminals, right?
Yep.
Well, that's not happening. That isn't happening. They're going after everybody now. They're even going after legal documented immigrants in this country, and it's hitting a lot of people now that this is not what they voted for.
Exactly.
But it was very surprising to hear that Joe Rogan is also on our side of this issue. So why don't we play cut 138? This is Joe Rogan talking about it.
Okay.
See a lot of people online talking about this immigrant issue, and they either don't have kids or they don't think it could happen to their kids. Their idea is, hey, shouldn't have come over here. You get those kind of people. Broke the law. Shouldn't have come over here if your kid. You didn't want to get your kid separated. If you were in the presence of a woman who came over here from Guatemala and she's poor and she's starving and they're taking her baby away and she's wailing and screaming from a primal place in her DNA, that the one thing she loves more than anything is being taken away. A baby.
Yeah.
If that doesn't freak you the fuck out, you're not a part of the team, man. You're right. Missing it. You're missing it. What are we here for? We're here for 100 years of whatever. That's what we're here for. If you want to spend 100 years saying, hey, she shouldn't have f-ing broke the law, I don't want you on the team. You're an asshole. Right? Yep. And I don't give a f- you're right or left. I don't care if you're religious, or I don't care if you're an atheist. If that's what you support, you're an asshole. And we don't want you on our team. I don't give a f- if they broke the law. You don't take parents and kids and separate them. You just f-ing don't. It's disgusting. If you're saying, well, they shouldn't have broke the law. Maybe they shouldn't have broke the law. You don't get to do something that's 1,000 times worse than crossing a line in the dirt. Mm-hmm. That fucking imaginary line in the dirt, crossing that is nothing in comparison to your crime of stealing a baby from its mother. That's fucking insane.
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
It's Joe Rogan.
I don't know if he wanted everybody to replay that someplace the way he swore like that. But,
well, it's a podcast.
Well, it gave me a whole afternoon of work. That's all, you know. Kept me busy. But here's the thing about all of that, and it's finally, you know, settling into a lot of individuals, even megas at this point, that this is all wrong. Now, I sent that to my mega friend in Milwaukee, and he thought that Joe Rogan was wrong.
Really?
That it's okay to do these things. They knew the risks. They took the risk, and this is what happens. Yeah. No heart, no feelings, no nothing, just total allegiance to the Trump administration. Now, of course, Trump is finding out that taking these immigrants out of the fields, supplying us with food, or, you know, the immigrants that are working in hotels.
Hotels, and
From major donors who own those hotels.
Yeah, big resorts.
Yeah, it's a big issue now, and he has called them off. He said he is not going to be deporting any of those individuals.
The gardeners.
In the fields, in the hotels.
Yeah, the janitors, the
isn't
housekeeping
funny how
help?
That works out like that?
Yeah, suddenly he's had that realization.
Yeah.
I got to ask, are we going to ever get your Milwaukee friend on the show? I feel like we need your Milwaukee friend on the show for a little bit.
We've had him on a couple of times.
Yeah, they're afraid to come on, though. Like CJ is afraid to come on and tell us the rest of the story. But they don't get up early enough.
Yeah.
Because they don't work.
But we do have Mark on the line. You can call us, too, 608-879-8255. Yeah. Let's go to Mark. Good morning, Mark. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I was there on the Wisconsin River Bridge, there on Highway 12 on Saturday with my fellows from Sauk Prairie there, and there was well over 200 people there.
Wow.
And I see a video clip out there on their Facebook page right now. My sign, I did a more a little more complicated one. It was kind of a on Schoolhouse Rock, and I go rocking and a rolling, marching and a chanting on the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a Trump-free country. So,
all right,
good for you, Mark.
Yeah, that's good.
So, I mean, there was a lot of thumbs up of people going by. Very few people, you know, flipping us off, or there's one truck went by with flying a Trump flag and a American flag on its bed, revving its engine and belching out diesel smoke at us.
Beautiful.
But, and one little nitwit went walking by, you know, walking down on our side of the bridge there, cursing at us that, and nobody, it was tempted to toss his ass in the river.
So that was on the Highway 12 bridge across?
Highway 12 bridge.
In Sauk City.
Going the south going side, it was full of people. On the northbound side, there was one lone Trump supporter, and there was a few of, few people from our side of the political stream, talking to the guy. But there was just one guy there, you know, supporting Trump. So, I mean, over 200 people were on that bridge. I mean, that was just really nice vibe. There's one police officer there standing there. I talked to that young man for a bit. Nobody was getting out of hand. There was just some motorcyclists that were giving a, the truck behind them, they were kind of beeping at one of the guys laying on the horn about it, and those guys on the motorcycles were being dicks, I guess. So they, but he didn't feel the need to even go over there and take care of that. I mean, that's so it, it, And then it was just a really nice vibe, really nice friendly vibe.
You guys made it over to the Vintage and had a couple of beers after that.
Yeah, I don't know. I had to get home for the dog because he's probably wondering, well, where are you?
Yeah.
But,
well, it's good to see you got there, man.
Beautiful day. I mean, well, it's a mile away, so it's easy for me to get there. And
there you go.
And so it was a lot of fun, and I talked to some nice people, and it was great.
Good deal, Mark.
All right. Well,
thanks for calling in with that report.
Thanks for throwing that MAGA guy over the bridge and into the dam.
No. Yeah, I know here in Madison, I went to the protest on Saturday. It was almost a festive atmosphere. You know, yeah. It was very peaceful, and I didn't see any trouble. I didn't hear of any reports of any problems here. And a huge crowd, about 15,000, they say.
You know, it wasn't just a bad showing for the big parade for Trump
in Washington,
and the anniversary of the army,
right?
But it's also Flag Day, and they had a big problem. The Department of Defense put out a post on Flag Day displaying a white, blue, and red striped flag, and that is the same flag that Russia flies overhead. That is the Russian flag. So they
the Department of Defense did this?
Yes, they posted this big poster saying, hey, it's Flag Day. And then they had a U.S. flag there, of course. But at the bottom, there were two Russian flags posted
How convenient.
What the hell? That's okay. How did that happen?
I don't know how that happened. They're not very smart, right?
Shoot.
They thought they'd put the white, blue, and red.
Mm-hmm.
In that order, unfortunately, at the bottom, and it is the wrong flag. So all those people who are angry about the Mexican flag, you know, and those people holding those Mexican flags, they should be deported too. Well, I don't know. How about the Russian flag? Are you still as angry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's something, isn't it?
Says anyone who thinks the obvious Russian flags in the State Department's Flag Day post are accidental clearly forgot when edgy little fascists work in the DeSantis camp. They snuck a Sonnenrad into a campaign ad. And the people making this content know exactly what they're doing. Now, a Sonnenrad is a sun wheel symbol originating in Nazi Germany and later employed by neo-Nazis and other far-right individual groups. The symbol design consists of six radial SS logos. And they incorporated that into DeSantis' ad.
Amazing. Okay.
Yikes. So the Department of Defense, Russian flags, DeSantis,
unbelievable.
The Nazi symbols.
That's
sweet.
Amazing. Okay.
It's all happening.
Yeah, it sure is. Coming up, we're going to talk to Brittany Merlot, get the latest on the wet weather that we have on the way for, it looks like, much of the rest of the day.
Yeah.
This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. You can check out their website at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They are family-owned and community-focused. They emphasize passion over profit. They have fast and flexible appointments. And they are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out today. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can actually do an initial hearing test right on their website. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. 4706
I would just give
Cottage
them a call.
Grove Road.
I would give them a call and talk to them.
Yes.
Set up an appointment and you'll be glad you did.
Talk to Jim or Sarah. Okay. 19 past the hour, Brittany Merlot coming up next to check out the weather. Stay with us on John and Gordy.
They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 wolf.
They're eating the cats.
Meow, 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 meow.
They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
They're eating the dogs.
Whoa, 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 wolf.
They're eating the cats.
Meow, meow, meow.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hi. Hey, this is Chris Kammer, the rock and roll dentist. You know, John and Gordy helped me wake up with a song in my heart and a smile on my face. La, 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 I love them. Yes, and that's why I'm voting for them for best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Let them put a smile on your face, too. And don't forget to floss.
See, that's a good dental reminder. Don't forget to floss. That's Chris Kammer. We appreciate that endorsement. Yeah, you can vote for us for Best Radio Team, Best of Madison Magazine competition or poll. You can go to our website, WMDXradio.com. Just click on the banner when it pops up for Madison Magazine.
Do we have song, the John and Gordy song by...
By Art Paul Schlesinger?
Art Paul.
Yeah. We're going to have to dig for that.
Let me dig for that. We definitely have it.
Okay. Yeah. Throw that at you and see what happens. But we've got Brittany here.
Yes.
And we got to find out what's going on in the weather. Brittany, my windshield wipers were on automatically when I turned my car on this morning. We don't know why that happened.
We have no idea.
It's really strange. And the weirdest thing, the windshield wiper on the back window was turned on. And that takes an extra effort. You got to turn a little knob at the end of the handle in order to turn that windshield wiper on. I'm like stunned. It wasn't me. I didn't do any of this stuff.
Sure.
No.
Okay. Have you ever had something like that happen?
Yeah, it's haunted.
Yeah.
You know? My little Prius.
I love it when it works, though, versus when it doesn't work and you need it. No, that's good stuff. But you guys have some light rain, just this blob of dreariness hanging over the city there. Yuck.
Yes.
Kind of tracking it. I think it should be out of there by 9-10 o'clock this morning. More spots of sun as you go through the afternoon, and of course hot and humid. I just need a vent, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Temperatures are at 64 degrees right now. That is warmer than I got all weekend long. We had highs in the 50s here.
No.
I felt like fall.
Wow.
Really?
That's crazy.
And I was looking at you guys, upper 70s, 80s, summer.
It was really hot yesterday.
So what did you do this week? Did you get out and enjoy
the cool weather? Yeah.
I did. So I pretended it was fall and I went for a mountain bike ride and hurt my back a little bit. I rode way too hard. So this morning I was out of bed like, oh.
You're doing flips on your bike. Oh, man, I tell you, you are risky.
Yeah.
You know how to take those chances, I guess.
So what can we expect for the rest of this week?
Yeah, so a lot of heat and humidity still building in. The mugginess still stuck there today. Highs in the mid-80s both today and tomorrow. We're looking at chances of some storms moving in overnight. Some of those could be on the stronger side, maybe some gusty winds, smaller hail. And then, of course, more tomorrow afternoon, probably from 1 to 5 o'clock or so. Some of those could be strong to severe again. Those will clear out pretty quick, so we'll have a dry evening. Fortunately, another low pressure system heads our way Wednesday. So another wet day Wednesday. That could be a potential soaker. Highs at about 80 now. So we'll fall to the low 80s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Thursday, Friday looks mainly dry, but then the heat and humidity build even more. I'm talking 90 degree temperatures.
What?
Wait.
John, it's so gross.
Friday?
To upper 70 dew points.
Oh, the dew points in the
70s. Friday, Saturday, and
70s?
Sunday.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to just
I thought
stay
the 60s
inside.
Was bad. Oh, the dew points.
I know.
And I want to warn everybody, you know, the dew points, that's the important number.
That's the most important number.
It is.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's all that wetness in the air, and then you just sweat. It's gross. Yeah. It won't evaporate. I hate it. That's why I'm rocking the curly hair, because you can't do straight hair.
Looks good stuff.
Yeah.
Looks great.
The humidity's up. You can't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate that report. What?
Well, I've got something here for Brittany.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What?
For the past 4 years, a fleet of drone vessels has purposefully steered into the heart of hurricanes to gather information on a storm's wind speeds, wave height, and critically, the complex transfer of heat and moisture between the ocean and the air above it. But the company Sail Drone was unable to bid on its contract this time around and prevented Sail Drone from actually having these sail drones back in the water again off of Florida in order to help predict those hurricanes. It's another example of the way the Trump administration has fumbled storm preparedness at NOAA because they delayed it too long. Now they don't have these drones in the water to help predict the hurricanes.
Wow. I didn't know they had drones out there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little sailboat drones that go off.
That sounds pretty cool. I want to see one now. But, wow. No, that's important.
Check it out. Yes.
That is important, important data.
Yes.
Because we don't want to be out there in the middle of the ocean gathering it. We don't want to send the people to the middle of the ocean. So, oh, no.
And they had actually a new feature. The observations were set to be piped directly into forecast models through newer, faster processes this year with the goal of boosting accuracy. So we can forget about that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Noah, for being late on this one because they laid everybody off, right?
I know. I just love going backwards. You know,
yeah.
We have all the science and data and, you know, growth so we can actually know what's happening for forecasts and
yes.
then gone.
I know. Oh, I know. It's dangerous stuff,
my
too.
Gosh.
Unbelievable.
So
we'll see what happens.
Very dangerous.
All right. Brittany, thank you so much. We will check in with you again tomorrow morning. Appreciate it. That's our WMDX chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed. A lot, John, since they opened their doors.
I know. They've got the adjustable bed frames.
In 1958. Yes, that's a fairly recent development. The adjustable bed frames. You are so... hung up
they're
on.
Not just hospital beds anymore. They're very comfortable. I'm telling you, you will never regret buying. I get on my damn soapbox every time we get into this.
Well, at Verlo Mattress, they're still direct-to-consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Just go to Verlo.com. Yes, we love those adjustable bed frames, don't we? Coming up next, after the news and after the Midwest Farm Report, it's Tiffany Hobbs from KFIAM in Los Angeles, California, live. We will check with her, find out what's going on in
the
L.A.
Protests, yeah.
Yeah. Coming up on John and Gordy.
What to do? Rocking and a rolling, fishing and a splashing over the horizon.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning from Capital City, Madison. We hope you're having a great morning despite the light drizzle outside.
Yeah, we've got some showers and currently in the mid-60s. We'll get up to a high near 80 this afternoon. Maybe some thunderstorms on the way later on today. Time to welcome in our guest from Los Angeles, California. Live on the phone right now, we have Tiffany Hobbs from KFIAM. In L.A. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, John and Gordy. And what an interesting forecast you all are looking forward to today. It sounds similar to L.A. minus the rain, but happy summer.
Yes.
Well, you don't have smog out there anymore, right? I mean, it's just overcast.
Yeah, there's no smog in L.A. whatsoever.
That's what I heard, yes.
Blue skies, completely.
So you're a talk show host at KFI in L.A.
I am. Mm-hmm. I am. We are one of the biggest talk stations in the country, definitely the biggest in L.A., and we're carried by iHeartMedia and live on the radio as well.
Well, that's fantastic. You've been covering the L.A. Protests out there. And, you know, it just seems to me that there's a difficult time now for a lot of people to figure out what's really going on in these protests. Now, you've had actual people out there who are participants or at least walking along with a lot of the protesters. I can't remember. Is it Chris Alter who reports with you as well?
Chris Atler is an independent journalist, but we've had our own reporter, Michael Monks, out there, our news reporter. I know a number of people who have participated and or covered the protests. And they're still ongoing. They're kind of indefinite at this point, but a lot of real-time information. I've been in the middle of the protest as an observer, as media as well. So seeing it from all angles.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the difference, I think, this time around is that now the megas don't want people to protest at all. In the old days, we were allowed to protest, but nowadays they don't want anybody to protest. And I'm trying to figure this out because, you know, we see the peaceful protests and then all of a sudden the police are there, and they're pushing them back. And I don't know why they're pushing them back. I mean, there are very few protesters to begin with at most of these protests. And then they push them off to the side, and then they arrest them. I'm not quite sure why all of this is happening. Do you have an explanation? I know a lot of this stuff takes place in the afternoon after the peaceful protest, but suddenly the police come in and they start pushing people around. Is it because of the curfew, or what is it that makes them want to be aggressive toward these peaceful protesters in the first place?
Well, there's quite a lot going on at once or simultaneously. So this all started a little over a week ago, two Thursdays ago now, where the ICE immigration raids were happening here in L.A., seemingly spontaneously. Others may have had, an idea that this was coming, but for the general public, it was practically out of nowhere, and people began responding to those immigration raids that Thursday evening, Friday afternoon, Friday morning, and then into that weekend. We immediately saw an increased police presence in that zone. And those of you around the country, outside of L.A., may be wondering what that zone actually consists of. It's really practically a little over 1 square mile in our downtown district. Every big city has a downtown that's bustling with its cultural events, with its sporting events, with its housing, whatever it may be, and we certainly have one as well. And within that downtown district are also our federal buildings, our law enforcement headquarters. And so everything happened right there in front of our main federal building, where it was reported that some of these detainees by ICE were being held. And so people went down there, exercised their constitutional right with their bullhorns, with their signs, with their marching, and they were doing so peacefully. But that increased law enforcement presence with LAPD, with our sheriff's department, really did inflame an otherwise peaceful situation. And the lines, kind of those skirmish lines, appeared, and the increased police presence already is intimidating. The optics of police in more militarized gear definitely is off-putting for the most peaceful of protesters, because people were saying, we don't need you here. Why are you here? And as police became more aggressive in their enforcement, you did have people, of course, continuing to exercise their right and demanding that they were to stay where they were. But police became physically agitating and started to, actually physically push people back. The mounted police came out. You had the flashbangs. You had the tear gas deployed. This was all before the curfew ever took effect. This is within the first couple of days where I was actually situated. I don't live far from this area, and I was able to access it easily. And so while watching what was initially peaceful turn into something a lot more volatile, it could really be pinpointed. The center of it, or at least the origin of it, could be pinpointed as these flashbangs, as the deployment of this tear gas, because then you have crowds running. So right. You have people stampeding. You have people trying to get over each other and running into things. And yes, all of that completely inflamed the situation. Yes, there are agitators on the protest side who are not at all affiliated with the protesters. Let me just be clear. We've seen this in previous situations, back to Trayvon Martin in the early 2010s, all the way up till now. These alternative fringe groups that come out and that do want to rabble rouse. They use these opportunities, these protests that are peaceful, to exercise the right to their own cause. Mm. But they're display becomes a lot more violent. That's where you see on the news, I'm sure covered right there in Madison as well, people throwing things over the freeway overpass, at police squad cars below, people graffitiing the buildings, people throwing things at the skirmish line. So those are not the original protesters who are angry and incensed about these ICE immigration raids. These are people who use the opportunity to continue to inflame situations to their own benefit. Mm-hmm. And then when they leave, the peaceful protesters are essentially left to pick up the pieces. And those pieces that they're picking up resulted in this curfew being implemented by our mayor, Karen Bass, who is doing so to protect the businesses down there because, of course, there has been destruction, there has been vandalism by these fringe groups as well, and that curfew is in place indefinitely as of this morning. It is 8 p.m. to 6 a.m., so it's about to wind down in about 15 minutes our time, but it is being said to be in place, according to our mayor, Karen Bass, indefinitely.
Talking with Tiffany Hobbs from KFI AM Radio in Los Angeles, California. So let's talk a little bit more about the curfews and review for us again how this works. What time are the protesters supposed to be out of that area?
8
p.m.
Yeah.
8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. However, as 8 p.m. starts to approach, and we're still in, twilight around 8 p.m., it's dusk. It's still, pretty lit up, which is the opposite of twilight. It's a little bit brighter, but for all of our science people out there. but around 7 p.m. is when you start to see the police presence increase, even as early as maybe 6 p.m. They're stationed downtown, law enforcement. Now also you have the Marines that have been circulating. You do have, this increased militarized force there.
Yeah.
They're circulating anyway. But around 6 p.m., 7 p.m., they really start to ramp up their presence. So even though the curfew goes into effect at 8 p.m., it is highly encouraged that people start to disperse and leave the area well before that. Now, there are hundreds of thousands of residents that live in this downtown area. I would say tens of thousands who are directly impacted by the curfew zone, including businesses. The Disney concert hall is there. We have the Grammy Museum there. There are place where the Lakers play, crypto.com. That's right there as well, right on the outside of the zone. And again, all of these businesses, all of these residents are impacted. They have to show proof of residency if they are to come out after the curfew. Again, highly discouraged, because there are residents who are saying that they are being jostled, they're being questioned and intimidated by law enforcement because they're out walking their dog. And, it's being suggested that they don't after 8 p.m. People who are patrons at these restaurants, many of which have closed because they cannot pivot to different hours, or it's just too much to maintain their workforce. If they have not already furloughed their workforce or have closed completely, then they have adjusted their times, and people have to show proof of receipts to law enforcement and be out before 8 p.m. So there's a lot of moving parts, but all of it really translates to just it's really disruptive. And it for people who are in this zone, people who can access it like I can, right on the outside, I'm less than a mile away, this really does feel like a really heavy-handed response that is unnecessary. LAPD could have handled this on their own.
Yeah. But do you think they're doing a good job? It seems like you mentioned a few times that they're rather aggressive, and I thought maybe Mayor Bass, would have at least tempered, the reaction that they have, as opposed to being as aggressive as they have seemed to be at this point.
Yeah, I definitely want to give accolades to LAPD because many of them are sympathizers. They're right there from the community as well. And they're not the ones who are inflaming the situation in most cases.
Okay.
In most cases, it's the law enforcement that's been placed in downtown LA to mitigate the, you know, crowds, to provide this crowd control or to assist with ICE as they do these immigration raids. LAPD has been what they do what they always do. They're just doing their jobs, and they have a very difficult one. I don't want to vilify them in any way. They're just doing what's asked of them. And Mayor Bass absolutely has spoken to what was initially a very heavy-handed response.
Excellent.
Tiffany, can you stay with us for a couple of more minutes?
We have a few other questions to ask you on this, okay?
All right. I'd love to.
All right. We will continue talking with Tiffany Hobbs from KFI AM in Los Angeles about the situation out there. We're going to talk to her about the National Guard troops and also the Marines and see if they've been involved in anything there as well over the weekend. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in just a moment right here on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is where the action is. It's where it's at. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's what's happening. That's right. 7:52, we have rain showers this morning, thunderstorms on the way this afternoon. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned, community-focused, and helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check out their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can take an initial hearing test right on their website, then set up an appointment with Jim or Sarah. And again, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Continuing our conversation here with Tiffany Hobbs from KFI AM in Los Angeles.
That's right. I want to get to one thing. You know, there are a lot of protesters out there, you know, just the few or 20, but some of these people are very confrontational, you know, and they keep challenging the police or the National Guard or some of the, you know, the Marines that are wandering around in L.A. And I was just wondering, I have a cut here of one individual and then a protester trying to control this individual. Let's cut 141. Let's play that for it. Okay, here we go.
What we're doing is working. So all we have to do is stay calm. They want you to get out of body, okay?
I'm good, bro.
They want you to, they want a reaction because what we're doing is working.
My taxpayer money.
They want an excuse to get violent because what we're doing is working.
I'm next. I'm next. You're an idiot.
So there you go. This guy is trying to calm one of these people, just challenging the police. You know, shoot me, go on, shoot me. And it just, I don't know why they react like that. That is just ridiculous. But then here is that same activist who's trying to control the crowd. This is cut 140. Let's play him. This is just a very short 30-second cut.
The National Guard has been sent back home. The National Guard has been sent back home. What we're doing is working. What we're doing is working. The National Guard has been sent back home. You see this? This is why the police are in front now.
This is the last warning.
They've also given the last warning. Hold on.
There you go. So there are a few of those protest activists out there that are actually trying to control the crowd. And I think sometimes, you know, I didn't think about it, but these individuals really do the hard work. And that is, they need a spokesperson in front of these crowds sometimes who can get their voice out there and give people direction in some way, shape, or form, because it is a little chaotic out in the streets.
You know, John and Gordy, there are many people like those or that gentleman you played who are there to do crowd control, who are there to offer directives and to keep people calm. But of course, the media, of which I am also a part, but try not to, imitate in this way, show what gets the most clicks, show what gets the most views. Mm-hmm. And peace is not profitable, unfortunately. What is profitable, what does draw attention, is the chaos. And there are pockets of chaos, John and Gordy.
Yeah.
There's not an influx by any means. And anyone living in this city will tell you, not only do they feel safe to go anywhere in this city, regardless of these protests and demonstrations, but again, the places in which there are these pockets of chaos are a tiny, 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 tiny portion of a much larger city. This city is massive. Mm-hmm. And there are people who have been out there for days or weeks now at this point. And as these things go, as we've seen with riots in the past, historically, from Rodney King up until now, as I mentioned in the first segment, the agitators use these opportunities to advance their own interests, and their interest is often to be chaotic. That's not the whole by any means.
And a lot of people find it off-putting when they see these flash bombs and the tear gas. They see this, they think, oh, there's complete chaos and the cities are being burned down to the ground.
No.
The cars. I forgot what the name of the taxis.
The Waymo.
The Waymos. I heard that they were burning those simply because they have 360 cameras in them, so it's a easy way to surveil the crowd with those vehicles. Have you heard something like that?
I haven't heard that. That's not completely nonsensical. They do these cars, which are everywhere in LA, started in San Francisco and became a program here running about 6 months ago regularly. I've written in one. They're strange. they do have these 360 camera views. And sure, if you're trying to obscure your identity, you don't want to be surveilled. There's cameras everywhere downtown, however. So I wonder if that actually was the case or was just, again, a victim of this high emotion and of these agitators. But I drove right past the Waymos as they were burning. Waymo has suspended service in downtown L.A. Makes sense. Businesses are closing. Waymo's a business. So that's not completely unheard of.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany, we have to leave it there, but we appreciate you reporting live from Los Angeles from KFI.
Yeah, you really clarified, at least our impressions of what's going on out there. We appreciate that.
Can we stay in touch with you in the future?
Absolutely. I'll be your LA correspondent. You can call me anytime.
We would love that. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Thank you. And if anyone would like to listen to my program, I'm on Saturdays. And you can hear me via the iHeartRadio app, unless you're in L.A., in which you can hear me live. But iHeartRadio app, KFIAM 640. And my show is called Saturdays with Tiffany from 5 p.m., which is 7 p.m. your time, to 9 p.m. your time. I'd love to hear you.
Thank you, Tiffany. Listen. We appreciate that. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep.
That's Tiffany Hobbs from KFI in Los Angeles. That's it for us. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk to Jesse Christensen. He's from Cannabis Therapeutics.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.